even as the House voted 257 to 167 to pass legislation that avoided the fiscal cliff. Freshman Republican Congressman Sean Duffy of Weston was one of the conservatives voting against the bill. He says many of the no votes came because there weren't spending cuts.
This deal kicked those cuts down the road another 2 months. And so on balance, there's some good tax provisions. But because of the lack of spending reform, I decided to vote against it.
And Duffy says the brinksmanship is frustrating.
At the wheels of the car tipping over the cliff, we had a deal reached. You know, I look at a deal that's put together in the middle of the night, you know, when people are either asleep or half in the bag on New Year's Eve, is not the best way policy should be driven forward.
Listen, it was an imperfect solution to an imperfect process.
That's Democratic Congressman Ron Kind of Western Wisconsin.
We still have a lot of work to do to get our fiscal house in order. Without getting this done, it would have jeopardized the economic recovery.
Kind says the 2 months to come up with spending cuts is enough time, as long as the new 113th Congress isn't also plagued with gridlock.
Too many of my colleagues came to Washington with this my way or no way at all attitude, and that's a recipe for disaster for any democracy or for any family, for that matter. I mean, you have to compromise.
Kind favors cuts to the Department of Defense and curtailing rising health care costs. Duffy says across-the-board agency and entitlement program reductions are needed. Mike Simonson, Wisconsin Public Radio in Superior.